Okay, now forget the five lights. You hit the brass roll.
The question is how to chant, how increase the quantity of rounds.
That's what quantity means. That's okay. The devotee is asking question, very good question, about how to increase the number, quantity of one's chanting of japa. In our book, Art of Chanting, we wrote about the five A's of chanting. Attraction, attention, absorption, attachment, affection. These are the five A's. Of course, it would be maybe different in Russian or Hindi, some other language. So at each step of the five, because the last step is affection, and before affection is attachment. So you may see a similarity here. Affection means bhav, or prem, and attachment means asakti. So it starts off, I call it the five A's of chanting, and I explain therein. First with attraction, and then attention, and then absorption. So your question is how to chant more rounds. That means one has to have some taste. If he has taste, he can maintain his attention. And if he has taste, more taste will have more attachment. And that will quickly lead him to the platform of absorption. So as one's chanting, if he applies these five A's, then he chants and he prays for that taste because Krishna gave the first taste. Krishna, our guru, gave the first taste of his lotus feet when he put the seed of bhakti in the heart. Krishna can give that directly before you even meet a guru, before you even see a guru. You may start practicing bhakti. We see it everywhere. Maybe you pick up a book, you get inspired, but meeting a, let's say, physical devotee or not yet happened, but you got a book somewhere. I met devotees from South America. They were in a big city and they found a book on the bus, and they got on the bus and they went way out of the city to a small mountain village, and they got off that bus far away from the city, where there was a temple, by the way, and they were by themselves with this one book, and they read that book up on the mountaintop in Peru, South America, in their village, and they were in their language of Spanish or Portuguese, whatever, and they're very impressed. It's telling in this book you should become vegetarian, and you should chant Hare Krishna. You should offer your food, and like this. So he started doing all that because somehow Krishna favored that jiva and put bhakti in his heart, and he got a taste. So bhakti means taste. Awareness and taste. This is bhakti. Awareness means samvit shakti. And taste means ladini. Love is tasty, delicious, satisfying, fulfilling. And Radharani is the Mahabhav Prem Sarupini. And that ladini is Radharani's love. And her love is full of taste, ruchi, asakti, bhav, prem. It's full of taste. So this, every devotee who has bhakti, if you have bhakti in the heart, you're a devotee. It doesn't mean you have big guru, small guru, fat guru, thin guru, white guru, brown guru. Doesn't mean anything. You have bhakti somehow from this ambassador of Krishna. You have bhakti in your heart. You want to chant Krishna's name? Yes. You want to follow Krishna's way and teachings? Yes. You want to worship Krishna? Yes. Here means you're a bhakta. And how you got that thinking? How you got that desiring? Because Guru touched your heart with bhakti. Lord Krishna touched your heart with bhakti. So with that touch of bhakti in the heart, called diksha, then comes an ocean of taste. An ocean of taste and pleasure. So when we're chanting Hare Krishna, this is bhakti. This is nam bhakti. Kirtan bhakti. And bhakti means taste. Experience. Feeling some relief and some satisfaction from the experience. So we're chanting so many rounds, whatever number of rounds, and we want to chant more, but our taste, we don't have the taste. Our bhakti is not pushing us in that direction. Our taste is not pushing us in that direction. So what to do? How to go? I want to go there, to that direction. I'll chant one more round, four more rounds, 1 lakh, whatever. I want to offer this to Krishna. And then Krishna is putting some impediment. You want to offer or you want to enjoy? You want to enjoy, you'll chant this 1 lakh and you'll tell everybody in Russia I chanted 1 lakh. You're going to become proud. Then I won't give taste. Because taste means prema, bhakti. So we pray to Krishna. So when we pray, then we wash out the insincerities. The act of praying to Krishna means to wash off the motivation, to wash off the ulterior desires, to wash off the meanness inside my actions, and to place Krishna there. So we pray, O Krishna, please give me a taste for your holy name. I want to chant more for your pleasure, for to please Radharani, to please you. This is bhakta, anukulyena. It should be Krishna anushilanam. It should be anukulya, anukulyena Krishna anushilanam. Favorable to Krishna, pleasing to Krishna, for the pleasure of Krishna. This is bhakti, not, oh, I want this, and I want to advance, and I want to get purified. Forget it. Just want to please Krishna. And automatically you get purified, and automatically advance. But if it's a dual calculation all the time, calculating my profit, then Krishna's profit, then there's no profit for anybody. Because it's not pure bhakti. Oh, my mind is disturbed, I want to chant, become peaceful. This is not bhakti. Oh, Krishna, disturb my mind every second forever. But I want to glorify your holy name. Radharani likes to hear your holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna. This is bhakti. Everything for him, nothing for me. But if we become in the bhav, in the consciousness of everything for Krishna, then his heart will be attracted by that purity of aspiration, that purity of desire. And then Krishna will say, all right, then everything of mine for you. And then you're liberated. There's no more. Everything, the dhanam, janam, it's all gone. So you're asking a question about how to increase the number of japa. Anything you like to take, you keep taking. So the liking you're experiencing is the taste, the pleasure, the satisfaction. And you will taste and experience pleasure and satisfaction if your whole motivation is to give taste, pleasure and satisfaction to Sri Nam Prabhu, which means Radha Krishna or Krishna. So with that attitude and that mentality towards the holy name, then your chanting will be tasty to Krishna. And your chanting will be pleasing to Krishna. And your chanting will be satisfying to Krishna. And Krishna is in our hearts. Krishna is right in our hearts. So when he's feeling the satisfaction, then what will we feel? Satisfaction. Say, wow, the holy name is, there's taste in the holy name. Let me try, what if I chant another round? Oh, that's also nice. And then there's no more traffic. There's no more traffic on the highway. There's, all the cars turned off, went home, went to sleep. It's me and the highway. So when we pray to Krishna and he gives us a taste, then we roll on the wings of that taste. We fly and chant japa. And 1 lakh or 2 lakh, whatever. So much taste. You know, we're not Rupa Goswami. We want millions of tongues and millions of ears to hear and chant the glories of Krishna. Okay, that's like inconceivable level of attainment. But somehow these 2 ears, I only have 2 ears and 1 tongue, but somehow they're working rightly. They're rightly moving, so Krishna's feeling happy. And if Krishna's happy, then you feel a taste in bhakti. And if your bhakti is nam bhakti, you're doing nam, then the name, you'll too, Krishna's happy.